So we've talked on this show for 2 years now about the COVID shots and the injuries and the deaths that they're causing. But, you know, now there's another dimension to this threat that has to be talked about, and that's the impact that these shots could have on tens of millions of babies born to injected parents, possibly even the babies that those babies will have decades from now. We could have good reason to think that these shots are impacting fertility. Of course, we've proven that, whether it's by keeping men from producing healthy sperm or by inducing miscarriages in women. And then there's the impact on babies themselves. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. In the UK, babies are developing clusters of myocarditis out of nowhere. What else could possibly be doing that? Like never seen before, clusters of babies are just being born with myocarditis and heart problems. Dr. Judy Mikovits is the former medical researcher who literally coined the plandemic term for COVID 3 years ago. She's been battling COVID tyranny ever since. She's become a close friend of mine and of this show, and she joins us now. Judy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Good to see you again, Stu.
What are we going to see in our babies?
Well, unfortunately, we've been seeing this in our babies for 40 years unchecked. So you just said clusters of myocarditis out of nowhere. It's not out of nowhere. It's from 4 decades of contaminated vaccines, contaminated with synthetic mouse, monkey manufactured, cow, pig, aborted fetal mRNA. Yes, it's not the first time we've had mRNA shots, but the synthetic ones with the capital mRNA, which is not of God, which is neither monkey, mouse, cow, all of that is God when you put a messenger RNA. So what we're seeing now is the targeted murder I don't even know what else to say about it. That's what COVID-19 was. Premeditated murder of everybody you set up. You're exactly right. It's 4 generations, transgenerational. That's the epigenetics of it. That was my PhD work in 1991 through 1999. All of this is solved. All of it is solved. And we know that God wins. And all we need to do is turn back to God. Yes, this isn't out of nowhere. They've been doing it for 40 years. COVID-19 was premeditated murder. And every booster puts a different, let's put a little Lyme disease in the spike protein and kill all the people who already have Lyme disease or immune. Reactivate the latent poison. Reactivate and kill. Add glyphosate. You know, the UK knew about the myalgic encephalomyelitis, inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. That's, they just called them crazy. They just called it chronic fatigue syndrome here in this country. They knew that was associated with certain genetic susceptibilities. It's called SCN4A, a channel that conducts sodium chloride channel in the brain. Well, in the heart, it's called SCN5A. And at the heart of it all is the CD16-14 monocyte macrophage, which was the heart of my PhD thesis. Which organ system? How do we target the drugs? How do we store latency and stop the inflammation and the destruction of the tissues? It's actually simple God-given science. And we can cure it if we end the cult of scientism that is worldwide in this transhumanism movement.
So if this is something that has been planned or going on for 40 years, what explanation is there for the recent explosion in myocarditis in babies, for example?
The synthetic spike protein, the force mandates, the booster, as we said before. Just, you know, they hit who they wanted to hit and cause the explosion in the various diseases, whether it's myocarditis or cancer.
And they didn't say it was okay for. They didn't just suggest or lightly recommend. They actually launched a targeted campaign and pressured pregnant women to take these shots.
Correct. And particularly pregnant medical professionals, doctors and nurses, even got my own niece who was born the day I submitted my PhD thesis in 1991 and is now a doctor and her husband and just had a baby born. And I guarantee you not knowing. We can't do this anymore. We're murdering our kids. And you know what my sister told me? She had to, Judy. She's a doctor. This is beyond crimes against humanity.
My God.
Yeah. We're all living it, and we can, we alone can stop it. And that's no more. No more funding, no more any of them. Shut it down right now. All of NIH, all of FDA, all of CDC, and any part of Congress that is perpetrating this crime.
They all are. They all are by being completely silent, and these stupid dog and pony show sham hearings being held by Senator Ron Johnson, everybody elevating him as some kind of a hero for talking about it. He's got Dr. Robert Malone sitting right next to him, all up in his ear, feeding him misinformation. He's got people all over the place feeding him misinformation. I don't know if his intentions are good or not. I'm not here to judge the heart of another man, but I can certainly say that based on the political motivations of others that are surrounding him, the thing ended up going nowhere. It was a complete big nothing burger. If you look across the United States Congress, not one person. You look at President George or President Donald Trump, guess who's still vehemently, fervently pushing these bioweapon injections, saying, go get your booster. I just got mine. He was right on Bill O'Reilly saying that. We have all of the people who have been elevated, where the spirit of idolatry is just prevalent and running rampant in this country. People will worship these people no matter what they say, no matter how many people die as a result of the sway that they have over people, then telling them to go do something, people will get on their knees and worship these people. And that is why we have a Congress that's completely out of control. It's why we have a fake military that won't even perform its absolute duty to protect our borders. It's why we're sending $140 billion over to Ukraine to prop up a fake oligarchy that wasn't even a country until 1991. It's a construct. Our whole government is a construct. The idea of voting and elections is rigged and fake and gay. That's why they're able to get away with mass murder right out in the wide open, because you know what? People are cowards. They are afraid to admit that they have been duped. That's what we have going on in this country right now. What about us? What about us? What about those of us who have rejected this thing from the very beginning? We knew that something was just completely demonic about this. We stayed away. We worked hard despite all of the pressure, all of the coercion, all of the mandates, losing our jobs, all of these things. We rejected the shots. We remained uninjected. What is the threat to us and how do we escape it?
Well, you know what the threat is to us. And now they're coming after us. They told you that. They always have. They put them in the skies. Bioweapons. Oh, you get a fake rainbow where I could put a magnifying glass under the geoengineering rainbow in Ventura and burn grass, wet grass, not dry paper. So they're targeting, as Lee Merritt showed you, targeting these poisons. Yeah, they're viruses. That the word means poison. And they sequence them and they change the electricity of our body and they cause it and they target the inflammation. They know exactly the cells. 1991 is the key. We showed them all of that and we keep showing them all of it. And we have the cures. We always did. We had the patents. We can prove every bit of it. It's in the freezers. It's the last chapter of Plague of Corruption that Bobby Kennedy, the one who does have courage, and Mike Hugo, the attorney who wrote the Vaccine Injury Court, who wrote National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program Law with Barbara Lowe Fisher in 1984, Ronald Reagan, 1986. 1991, you mentioned Ukraine. That's the key year. That's the year I defended my PhD thesis. And the ban played on. And the ban played on. They showed you what they were going to do since 1991. It's all in the press. We've got all the tests. We've got all the cures. We've got all the monoclonal antibodies. We've got all the therapeutics. We don't need to repurpose anything. We know exactly how it works. And all the American people need to do is say no more and get rid of all the bad actors. Hey, it started with William Posey of Florida in 2014. He could have taken William Thompson in the 1,000 pages of documents and stopped it right then. And what did he do? Oh, Obama had a little game with Tony Fauci where they sent deadly Ebola straight from Fort Detrick, just like they sent SARS-CoV-2 straight from Fort Detrick to Wuhan. They even created the lab to have the water right out in front so we could poison the water supply, where Mike Hugo did a lawsuit around 2015 with 22 different kinds of cancer in houses on Military Lane outside of Fort Detrick. Yeah, they've been experimenting on us, the scientists, the doctors, and the lawyers. But see me, I'm infected with all of it. I'm loaded with all of it. And I know how to stay well. We've written the patents. We've written it according to God. We've done everything we can. And all the people need to do is wake up and turn around. You mentioned Robert Malone. You know, I don't care who the doctor is. If you're not willing to be reeducated, if you keep pushing supplements, poison, repurpose, natokinase creates D-dimers. Get a clue, people. Learn how to do it. Learn what you're saying. Use the words. You know, anybody that files a lawsuit is not of God. It's easy to show these bad actors. It's easy. Rand Paul, you've been doing the same game in Congress. Tony Fauci's been lying since 1986 to then President Ronald Reagan. When's it going to stop? That's the problem. Clean house everywhere. But you know that's never going to happen because who controls our country? Big pharma. Why do I have to watch TV and say, oh, Bobby Kennedy will never get the nomination? Why not? We, the people, will vote for him. Yeah, we will. Every one of us, Republican or Democrat. We'll just switch parties because you created that fraud. Yeah, we can clean up our elections. Vote for Bobby Kennedy for the Democratic nomination. And then it doesn't matter. And then we'll all switch and vote for whoever on the Republican nomination.
Yeah, I mean, if anything at all, what RFK Jr. can do, and you mentioned his courage. He is, we have acknowledged on this program many times that although we have a lot of arguments with him just because he's a liberal and his abortion stance and things like this, I mean, of course, we have our differences. But on this topic, he is the foremost leader in bringing this to the national platform. He now has an increased national platform as a presidential candidate, and he can move that Overton window. He can look right at Donald Trump and say, why are you continuing to push a deadly kill shot? We wish that he would take it all the way and call it what it is, a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare. Hopefully he will see that and do that, because that's exactly what these things are.
He knows that, but he's a man who very carefully measures his word. I can't tell you that forward of the book, Plague of Corruption. All he had to see was the last chapter. And he was very kind. He said, Judy, there's something missing. And as this was 2019 in the summer before that book came out, April 14th of 2020, before pandemic, why did they hold it? Why?
I mean, we have a government that actually lit vinyl chloride on fire right next to the Ohio River, knowing exactly what it was that was going to happen, going into our water supply. We have a government who hasn't said a damn word about 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, the same substance used, by the way, in the Oklahoma City bombing, disappearing from a train or being stolen from a train. How does somebody steal 60,000 pounds of something? They don't. They don't. Your government is getting ready to blow up Americans and then blame it on someone else to activate the military-industrial complex and go to war with some group of people, whether it's some extremist Muslim group in some stan country, or blame Russia for it, or even worse yet and more likely, blame some group of Trump-supporting Americans or MAGA Republicans or patriots or white supremacists or racists or bigots. All of the above. The fact is, your government is out of control. It's a murderous corporate crime syndicate, and it's targeting you. Period.
Correct. And we are no longer one nation under God. So the reason I say Bobby Kennedy is that's an environmental lawyer for his entire life who's done everything to clean up our environment. We have Stephanie Sennett. We have Dr. David Lewis, Science for Sale. We have the glyphosate. He can change everything, you know, and so can Hugo. They can end that 1986 law. They can restore liability. They can restore our government. They've given up everything and proven they can't be bought. And the same can be said for Trump. He's proven he can't be bought, but he still doesn't know. And people don't know what they don't know. And our president shouldn't be lied to by the likes of Fauci and even Ron Johnson or these senators. They shouldn't be allowed to be lied to by the, they should march these guys out and shoot them with the first lie. That's biblical.
You know, I disagree. I think he has to know at this point. There's way too much information readily available on these shots and what they have done. He has to know now. So what is it? Why does he continue to say that you should go get it, that his shots saved millions of lives? He calls them his shots. He says he brought the shots.
I don't know. The man never talked to me.
Yeah.
And never will, because he doesn't want to know.
When you're talking, you're not doing a whole lot of listening and learning. And I think that he needs to be opening his ears to the people who are bringing the truthful information about these shots and doing it in a manner that is non-political and completely unafraid. I don't care who the hell I'm talking to. We need to go coast to coast, sweeping across this entire nation, seizing the stockpiles of every single one of these vials, of every one of these vaccines, burning them, completely destroying, incinerate them, and arresting and bringing to justice and sentencing those responsible for ushering them in. They have unleashed open warfare against Americans, killing babies, and they knew it. It was all premeditated. I've got about a minute left here, and I want to give you the final words, Judy.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And the one thing, it's censorship. You've been the most gracious to talk to me. No, you know, nobody will listen to me. I've made that hard drive that I gave to the FBI, to the DOJ, to Jason Savage, sitting in his office in the Senate, along with Bobby Kennedy, along with Del Bigtree, on March 31st, 2017, when all of us doctors did a press conference and went to Washington, every one of us, half of whom are dead now. We did the best we could. We don't know what else to do. Nobody will listen. We're being censored.
Take it all to the cross. Put all your trust in God.
I do.
Follow Jesus Christ.
I do.
I know you do. Thank you for being such a tremendous friend to myself personally and to this program. And thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Had a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com. You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters.